Boker Tov, Yom Chamishim Shabbat Kodesh. So this is, Be'ezrat Hashem, this is going to be the Me'asef Lechol HaMachanot for the summer's man. Be'ezrat Hashem, this is, we're going to finish off the Sugiyah today of Shechar and the other things both from Akum. Baruch Hashem, we covered a lot of ground this man. Tov. So just to finish off Siman Kuf Yudalit, we ended off yesterday by Saif Katan Zayin. So let's look at Seif Zayin in the tour. We'll go through it real quick, and then we'll try to see the Shulchan Aruch and other Nogia Zachen in the Poskim. So, yeah, Roy, Zayin, Shemin.
So I have the old version.
Which one? Let me see that. Oh, that's
like 30.
Kyokos, yeah, okay. Before Kafisi.
Before Kafisi?
Yeah.
Maybe this is yesterday. Oh, Hashemet. Hashem Maim Achamim. Shalayim Mutarim. Ve'im Bahem Lom Yishulay Nafrim. Ve'lom Yishul Yulay Nafrim.
So, says the Bet Yosef, Hashemim Pashut.
Hashem Pashut. Perk Bet. Yem Amidim. Shem Itchila Asru. Ve'achar Kach Nimnu Allah. Ve'tiru. Ve'atzin Yerushalmi.
Oh, we did this yesterday. I'm sorry. Chayit, we're up to Kafisi. This we did yesterday also. We're talking about the Zetim. We should actually, we're up to the Bet Yosef, but we should see Anavim first and also Yud, because this all goes together. After the Maram Rotenburg.
No,
we're talking about Tarit Trufa is cut up tuna.
It's not blended?
It's blended, but it's blended up, and they put other small dagim over there. It's not because of yain. Manas says with Perush that over there it's not because of yain. It's because of dagim tmei inside, yeah?
Perush dagim mefutzachim, ve'u she'akir rosh v'shidra, she'al kol echad ve'echad.
Which means if it's not blended, and you can tell the rosh and the shidra, so you know it's from that fish, so it's besedin, you can buy it from goyim.
V'chein, tzir shel dagim she'esh bo kalchit.
Yeah, kalkit, like a piece of the fish. You can tell that this is brine from that kind of fish. The leaf of the... No, of the... What was it called?
The potent spicy herb?
The potent spicy herb, biduk. The leaf, as opposed to the actual bulb of that thing. You can't take the actual bulb.
The tarit.
You remember what I told you? The Gemara says if an animal ate kor shel chiltit, you have to check it because it can make a terufa. You burn a hole right through the stomach. Yeah. The tarit terufa and cut up tunas. The chilik. What's that?
Perush minei dagim ketanim meoravim mitnei shedagim tmeim mitarvim matimahem. Ve'en yichulim lehafridan. Okay.
That's another gzera. So this is going to be subject to a machloket. We're going to see soon what does that mean, but we'll see. Aval biyadua.
Okay.
You don't know specifically if they put into that one. But you know that most people over here, they bevadai put in, so we say kol de parish, and it's going to be asur. Yeah? Ki ilu ayu vadai shenakim bayim yayin. So, let's stop here for a second. This is a bunch of gzerot all lumped together. The Bet Yosef is going to do some seder over here, and then we'll see about it. Yeah? Says the Bet Yosef HaKafrisin, go ahead.
No. Mine is so. כותב באחת הקבוצות, את הגבים שלהם, הקושים מותרים, מדברים שרואה שמוציא אותם מן האוצר, וכולי עד...
So we actually saw this in the Gemara in Tzad. Yeah, v'katab be'orchot chayim. So this is going to be another machloket. We're going to see it. This is a machloket in the Rashba. Go ahead.
Imacheru.
Which means that over here we don't look at it that it's, although yes, yain nesach is asur be'ana'ah, but since it's only a mixture, since there's only a little bit of yain nesach inside, that doesn't make the whole concoction as if it's entirely yain nesach and it's asur be'ana'ah. Rather, it's enough to do what? You can sell the thing to a goy and deduct the amount of money that the yain nesach, you have to kind of evaluate it with regards to how much yain nesach people usually put in, deduct that amount of money that you're charging the goy, and then it's going to be mutar. Okay? So, says the Beit Yosef writer, מה שכתב הוא בלבד,
בלבד שלא יהיו נתקפים בסקים שלהם לדעת בעל התרומות, שאוסר בצל שנתקף בסקים של נוכרים וכו', כבר נתבהר בסימן צליבב, וכתב רבינו בטור, ברכיים ואוכל פסח, סימן תבן זיים, כיוצא בדברים שכתב כאן, ואחר כך כתב, ונראה לי, ואפילו לדעת על התרומה, אם נזהרו בהם בחתיכת הסכין.
Which means, let's say, you know for sure they didn't cut it. אפילו לא נזהרו מלחובשם בקדירה. Now, but the problem was that they, when they pickled it in kelim of non-Jews. So over there, it's balua, מגיעולי נוכרים, there's all sorts of נבלות וטריפות in those kelim. So what do you mean?
Pickling takes out
ודאי, כבוש כמבושן. Oh, so look what he says.
אמינם בת יומה, מוצרים, כיוון בשעת פלישה, נותנים בהם מים, בטל ותפור ויהו, ולא שייכתו, ונאמר,
מחליה לבו. It doesn't, we don't say anymore, even though it is, at the, since you put water, even though it's spicy, because when you pickle something, use vinegar and all sorts of other things that make it harif. Nevertheless, the harifut does not make it l'shevach if the thing is eno ben yomo, because of the water kind of tones down the harifut.
Bim ken.
Yes.
Bim ken. Bim ken, the mai kaimalan stam ke lehem shal nofrim inna ben yomar, afilu nifbeshu bekelim shal nofrim sharu.
Because the Baal HaTrumah, if you remember, the Baal HaTrumah was machmir by onions and by other sharp things, not only by kotshet chitit, okay? But that's only by cutting, when you have the dochak hasakim. But over here, when it only comes to pickling, and you're afraid that that's going to bring out the ta'am that's inside the kelim l'shevach, over there we don't say that. Yes? Yeah? Huh? Lechmir, yes. Only when it's ben yomodim. Machloket maran enamah. Yeah? איזה סימן זה? איפה זה? איזה סימן? סדיבה, סעיפים א' וג'. ודאי. That's a different story. Do we say, there's מחלוקת famous, מחלוקת מלן הנמה, when you cut something, we're not talking about trefo, but we're talking about בשר וחלב, but let's say you cut, you have a meat knife that you used to cut an onion, let's say. So, are you allowed to eat that onion together with chalav or cook it together with chalav?
Not.
So, l'dat maran, as long as the knife is eno ben yomo, we still say not barnat over there, because the only time that the sharpness resurrects the ta'am of the harif, as a result of harifut, is only by kochel chiltit. That's it, not by other things.
The cases that he wants to eat
the onion. However, l'da'at ha'ramah, we extend the din of the sharpness of kodesh chiltit even to other sharp things as well, like onions and garlics and other things like that. Wow. Therefore, even if the knife is in oben yomo, the sharpness of the onion plus the dochak hasakin revives the ta'am, ta'am basar in the knife, and it makes it asur to eat.
Wow.
Yeah. It's big stuff. Big stuff.
Yeah. called Avakash, technically.
Yes.
I think it's met, it has to be met to have to get the...
So the Taz asked that question. The Taz asked that question in Siman Tzadi Bet, and again in Siman Kuf Bet. Gives a whole long answer. That's one of the biggest Tazes in Basar B'Chalav. And Ta'ala for that. There is an answer, but if you're expecting to get it on a regular chat, ze lo yi. Yeah?
So you're saying... It's pretty much impractical.
Correct. Yeah. Go. You go learn for smicha, huh? No. It's talking about when does it release its plita? When does it release the ta? טוב, הלאה. רואי, וכן הענבים.
כן, הענבים שלהם אפילו הם לחים הרבה, עד שמנטפות ואוכן כל הכבשים וכולי, עד מפני שדגים טמאים מתערבים עמהם, ואין יכולים להתפרידן, הכל פשוט פרק ענבים. מה שכתב ולמעלה בהלכות דגים, פרק כיצד,
Usman Pegima. You remember what's Siman Pegima? There's another way to remember, by the way. I just made a Siman also for those, you know, there's certain people who don't have, they cannot tolerate gefilte fish. So how are they supposed to remember what's Siman Pegima? So Pegimal is also fresh gombi, right? You remember like that because it's also a mixture over there. So if you cannot associate with gefilte fish, at least you can associate it with gombi, which is a very similar way of making gefilte fish. Okay, by there, so he says like this, yeah.
What is the meat? Very
confusing.
The tasting good part.
Allah Allah Tiragash, yeah. So he says like this. Don't hate on the gefilte fish or on the herring. Yeah, you guys are a bunch of wusses if you don't.
I like to do the mitzvah of onik shabbat.
Yeah, damn. Hey, you know, people can say the same thing about Persian cuisine. It's too sour. Why would I want to subject myself to sour food?
I'm not opposing anyone that had to try.
They told me actually that Shiraz is actually like super sour, their food.
They like it sour? Yeah, it has lemon juice and everything.
Huh?
Lemon juice is a big thing.
Low down. But again, everybody, you know, whatever floats your boat. You know, temanim in Iraq is a very spicy food. Moroccan's a very fruity food.
Jello, chicken
pet. Oh, that's
pacha.
So, kol echad im hazeh shelo. Ashkenazim are very sweet.
This
is like this, right there. Yeah? So, somebody ugly?
I saw
monkeys. Oh, okay.
Is it monkeys or apes? They're the same?
Primates.
Oh, was that
allowed to say?
I saw
it. Kol vasit. So, it says like this, yeah? Go right there. What else? What else can you make it on?
Elephants.
And? Owls. Yeah. It says the Mara, why is that?
The
facial features of an owl resembles that of a human being. How so? L'chayav shok'ot, his forehead sticks out, and his cheeks are, you know, pushed in, and the chin kind of sticks out a little bit too. I never understood that, how exactly an owl resembles...
What kind of owl?
Huh? An owl, top, right there.
People from Russia,
has such a face, top. Chazal understood that it resembles a human face. Yeah, so kacha, top, right there. Yeah. The chilek.
The chilek.
Pirush Rashi.
Pirush Rashi. Min dagim ktanim teorim vehi sukanit ve'en la serapir keskeset ve'atida gadel achar zman.
Means it's born without fins and scales, but it grows it later. Kind of under muteret. She'aravuna ola ima dagim tmeim, which means that in the net they catch dagim tmeim also, and then they just put it in the blender and they make this. Yes, he says, yeah. Hadomim la hadomim la. Look up. The Murias, the Chilek, Uman Mutar. Why is that? Pirush Rashi.
Who
which means that you're allowed to buy the chilek from an uman because he has like a very keen eye to see the non-kosher fish that would mess up the taste of the sultanit, and he takes them out. Okay? ולא ידעתי למה ישמיתו הפוסקים זה. Why did they leave it out? Yeah. And don't tell me, no, we didn't talk about umanim. We did talk about umanim where? By Murias. Later on, the Tur and the Bet Yosef, they both speak about uman with regards to Murias. So why by Chilek didn't they speak about it? Which means we don't have that anymore. We don't... Not sure, no.
A swordfish that has...
So that's a different... No. Swordfish is different. Swordfish, it's a big machloket about swordfish. Rov kechol haposkim hold that the blue swordfish is kasher. The old ledina that it's kasher. Because the swordfish, what happens is, when you pick it up from the water, it sheds its scales. So that's mamash. Many poskim want to compare that to a case of the Gemara. And most, vast majority of the poskei dorenu hold that the swordfish is kosher. Okay, right there. It's expensive. Okay, right there.
The court shall chiltit who the var harif yoter ba'af al pisha sakim shepotchin oto bo haya ben yomo forfe the full tikta
mechal yale, which means everybody agrees that the sharpness, the spiciness of this court shall chiltit brings back the ta'am, even though it's tam ibgam, it revives it and makes it tam neshev, but v'avin otan and lotin tam neshev. Uchvashim, go for
it.
The only time you can be mekehel is only darkan, which means
they usually do it.
Aval biyadua, if you know, vaday that they do it. Why? Nope. Speak the Rabbanan a kid. Chizkiyah was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. He passed like the Rav, you come a Talmid until when? Until whose door? Abaye v'Rava, Davu Batra'a. Until the generation of Abaye v'Rava, whenever there's machloket Tanaim or Amoraim, until that generation, he passed like the Rebbe. Until Abaye v'Rava, Davu Batra'a, in which case you go with the Talmid, the later ones. Okay, Vayter. You know, it's weird. You find people, they're in yeshiva for many, many years, and you ask them, yeah, who's Abaye v'Rava? Who's their Rebbe? Who's their Talmud?
That's something.
You're learning the Taleodea. Abaye v'Rava were Talmidim She'el, Rabbah v'Rav Yosef, were Talmidim She'el, Rav Nachman, who's a Talmid She'el, Shmuel. Lama? Why do people not know this? Talmidim of the Talmid of Abaye v'Rava was Rav Papa and his yeshiva. Where were they Rashi Yeshiva? In Pumbedita. These are things that Ma'asim Bechol Yom. You say Abaye v'Rava.
Huh? I must say I know that it's not a Jewish thing to do.
How are you supposed to appreciate the Chachamim? You have to know Chazal words.
It's hard to never in order like that. One at a time.
Even if you don't read history, there's a very good set. I forgot the name, but Artscroll has it about the Seder Adorot, Tanaim, Amoraim, Vishonim. It gives you like a very good basis. I forgot what it's called, but whatever. Even if you don't read that, just by being exposed to the Gemara, you see Gemara, Vishonim, you see Minaged Mi, you see
first ten Dafushi doesn't have all these.
Hello. Mikol Makom, you have to understand. Otherwise, you don't have the whole picture. Why is this Amora defending that one? Oh, because it's Talmid. That's why he's doing it. Why are they constantly speaking? Because they're contemporaries. You know, these are all things that a person should learn or at least pick up Bederech Limudo to be able to appreciate. It's a Machloket Abaye and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Dorot, don't make, you know, you have to know which was longer, Tukufat HaTanaim or Tukufat HaMoraim. Tukufat HaTanaim was significantly longer, it was almost 300 years Tukufat HaTanaim. Tukufat HaMoraim was about 150. And these are things that, you know, very, very seldom, you know, frustrates me because sometimes people don't understand, they don't know, and they can't put two and two together because they're so hyper-focused, which is important. But in order to unearth the sugiyah, you have to know who's talking. You have to know where he's from. You have to know who his Rebbe was, who his Talmidim were. You have to know the Masoret. Yeah?
I saw the first sugiyah.
Yeah, anything after graduation, everybody says, after graduation, you push delete on anything you ever learned, ever. That's what happens by
high school. No, you remember the first sign of a mission you learn every year, but our Rav did a two-week course on intro to Gemara and told us all that pay and learn from everything.
Don't know.
What
are you saying, Simon?
I don't know.
He has a perush. He has a perush. Yabi Omer Masechet Oreyot. It's in the back of Yichavedat Chelek Vav. So he wrote that when he was 13. But anyway, Bekitzur.
What? Yes, Perush on Horayot?
Yeah.
All
the Ma'amarim, and it speaks about the history. He speaks a lot about the Tanaim and where they're from. By the way, a lot of that is compiled in Sefer Anafet Zavot. He also goes anytime by the Mishneyot of Pirkei Avot that it mentions the Tana, they'll speak about the life and times of that Tana, which generation of Tanaim he was. It's you know, you gotta know. It's Gishmak Amaisis, yeah? Bekitzur, yeah, weiter. Mishalo Yodah, take it off, so you're down. No.
The tip card has it right here.
Yeah, it has
the who card?
It's the Gemara like card, like, worth
it. Oh, yeah, I know which one. The
resources, like
yeah.
The dictionary, and
okay.
Like the dogs.
Yeah. So, you have to...
Generations.
Mishalo Yodah, chaval on as well. Yeah, weiter.
Okay.
Arya, tell them over there. Tell them. Shilmedu. It's very important. Yeah.
You know, I think there's a movie half on the...
No,
that's not it. The one with all the art scroll.
The
instruction
for the
Talmud.
No? Yeah, I think
that
has like
a...
Oh, it's
huge.
It's bigger.
Yeah.
You have to know the Zachen. I've heard people say a lot of random things and things that are not very intelligent because they pashut, they have the sugya, but they say things that, because they don't know the Seder HaDorot and when people lived and who their Rebbeim were and Talmidim were and whatever, so they say things that don't make any sense and then people look at them like they're a loser. Yeah, weiter. Yeah, no name, no name. Okay, anyway, weiter. So, weiter. That's why, you know, from day one, that's, you know, since I was here, from day one, I remember always, Mizazeh, where is he from? When did he live? Who's his Rebbe? Who's his Talmid? Why? Because then you get a picture, you get a full picture. You appreciate the Mesoret, the tradition of the Torah from Amisah, from Har Sinai to us. Yeah, the Rambam traces himself back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know that. Rebbe Talmud Rebbe, yeah, in the Hakdamah. Why? Because otherwise, if you're not linked to Har Sinai, you're irrelevant. Your Torah is irrelevant unless you can link it back, because that's the whole Torah. That's how do we start Pirkei Avot? Moshe. Moshe kibel Torah Sinai. Sarah li Yoshua. Yoshua is kinim. Skinim in bim. Un bim. Not checking stigma. Hey, Amru Shulashat Vanim. Before they even started talking, right, what do they have to do? Trace it back. Got to trace it back. That's the way it works. You got to have a Rebbe. Yes, he can. If you try. Yes, he can. You trace it back.
You can get back to the
round. I trace it back.
Right out.
No, not. There's two things. Not Yochasin necessarily lineage. That's a different thing. That's a wonderful thing to do also. Huh?
Rebbe Talmud.
Back to, you know, at least get back to some Rishon, to some Acharon Chashuv. I'm sure you can get a bit. Come. Yeah? Okay. Right there.
Very easy. We can all get back to
Chabad Jatiyah. Yeah. Go back. Back and back. He was Talmid of Rabbi Ephraim Naniyado, who was Talmid of the Bet Dinos of Shalom, Rabbi Shalom Naniyado. All the way back up. You know, you get to Achronim, you get to Rishonim. That's the way you do it. It's not so hard. Yeah, weiter.
Okay,
yeah.
דרכן היינו שלפעמים נוצרים בהם יין שידוע היינו שכולם נוצרים לצוכן יין
ידוע means what? Everyone does it. Right there.
אבל שאינו יודע שנצרו לתוך אלו.
You're looking at this specific barrel of whatever, this chilek thing, whatever. If you know that everyone does it, even though you don't know about this specific barrel, you have to assume, according to Chizkiyah, that what? That it's in there and it's assumed. Okay.
Okay. Kach hem divrei harashba.
Katabat ha-katzak. כתב עוד.
כתב עוד, ויש מי שאומר שכולן אסורים בהנאה, לפי שהיין בתוך אלו...
This is what the Orchot Chaim brought down before. You remember? He brought down the Rashba. This is the Rashba that he was talking about. Machloket. When we say that there's a chashash of yayin, or let's say there's yayin nesach in it, does it make the whole barrel asur or not? That's subject to this machloket in the Torah Tabai. How so?
Kulan. חוץ מדמי יין, נצר שבהן וכיצד שערים אותו, ואנו לא ידענו כמה נותנים בהם.
You don't know how much, even if you, okay, let's say you assume that it's in there. You have no idea how much yain nesach is in there. So what do? How are you supposed to deduct that from the price that you're selling to the goy?
נותנים כמה הוא דרכן לערב, כיוצא באלו, ומחירו חוץ מדמי אותו יין, נסך שאנו לומדים ש...
So, Kitzur, just mentally right now, I trace myself back to Ritzur Chochama, by the way.
When did he live?
Ritzur Chochama? 1800s, mid-1800s. So, we, huh? Hello? Tizahir Shama, no. No, so anyway, so, no, no Shachas. It was founded the day, the year he passed away. That's it. That was the only Shachas.
Built it
with his own hand. Mamash, every brick. Yeah, so he says... Huh? No,
tekshivu. He died the same year.
Exactly. So my Rebbe, Rav Asha Kalmanovich, was a Talmid of his father. Rav Shragam Asha Kalmanovich was a Talmid of his father. Rav Avram Kalmanovich. He was also a Talmid of Rav Baruch Ber, was a Talmid of Rav Chaim Brisker. That was a different story. But let's keep going up to Rav Yitzchak Kalman. So he was a Talmid, Rav Avram Kalmanovich was a Talmid of his father.
Four fathers in a row.
Yeah. The Kalmanoviches, my Rebbe told me he's generation 28 of Rabban. Straight up, yeah. 28 generations.
Rabban. His son.
Huh?
That's
children also, yeah.
20 generations until Beit Yosef, at least.
28 generations. His father told me he has a Kabbalah ben Shlecha that there were 28 generations of
Rabban. Who's the first rabbi? For sure.
But anyway, listen. So his father, Avram Kalmanovich's father, who was the founder of the Meir Yeshiva in Brooklyn, was Rav Aaron Arya Leib Kalmanovich, who was a Talmid Muvak of Rav Yitzchak Ruchan Inspector. And he got smicha from him on Arba Achim Keshul Chanun, from Rav Yitzchak Ruchan. So that's what? That's some sefer. Okay, anyway, the Kitzur. Sephardi side, so that was my Sephardi Rebbeim, Talmidim. So I consider myself Talmidam of Maran Tzachon Ol Berakha. Right, so all my Rosh Hakol were Talmidim of Maran Tzachon Ol Berakha, and then his Rebbe was Rabbi Ezra Atiyah, who was Talmid of Rabbi Ephraim Laniado, who was Talmid of Rabbi Shlomo Laniado, who was Talmidam Shel Rabbi Avraham and Tidi, I believe, Chachmei Aram Tzova, going back up. You go. Anyway, Kitzur. Big stuff. It's not so yeah. Once he hit Achronim, so... It's not far from Rishonim. Yeah? Go back there.
Okay. Tumurias?
Yeah.
Can you see in the tour?
I tell you all the time, person that doesn't have a Rebbe, stay away. Dangerous fellow. I know people like that. And they make mistakes, big ones, because they don't have a Rebbe. A Rebbe is good for many things. Two of the most important is A, obviously he teaches you Torah correctly, and B, when you do something wrong, he gives to you over the head. Gives you tochacha. A Talmid who's not able to accept tochacha from his Rebbe, that's Shiloke Derech HaTorah. One of the 48 Kinyanei Torah, the Baraita says in Pirkei Avot, is Ohevet HaTochachot. A person who loves to get Musar. Conversely, if a Rebbe only teaches Torah and doesn't give his Talmidim tochacha, he's also not a Rebbe. Give tochacha. Just like a father has to give tochacha, a Rebbe has to give tochacha as well. And if he doesn't, it's an injustice to the Talmid. Because he can grow up crooked. That's the way it works. Okay, right there.
So Murias and the
tour. Murias. Let's see Murias and the tour. Murias, fish brine. Yeah?
Do you eat it? It's a dip? What do you...
It's a dip. It was used in cooking. It was a very famous zach. See what he says.
Murias shalem asur, ve'ein suro mechmat atzmo, ela mishum shmaribim v'yayim, v'tiv ha'ein isur ela v'kom she'ayayim v'zol, yoter v'men, aval im d'me ayayim ikarim me ha'murias, mutar, ve'in hevi'o,
Bet Yosef takes very big issue with that. But okay, let's see. Well, yeah, he just answers this question, but yeah, okay, good. Ya'ane, the first two times when you mix a little bit of water in there, so you don't necessarily need to put wine in because it still tastes pretty good, even if you dilute it. From the second time and on, meaning if you dilute it a third time already, it loses its taste. It's no longer herring juice. It's now like, you know, watered down herring juice, which is worthless. So in order to restore the taste, apparently in those times, what did they use? Yain is. So that's where the problem begins. Okay, right there. By the way, herring juice, that's on the Shabbat. The herring
juice. Drink herring juice?
Not to drink. You dip in it.
Spicy mayo is
now. Spicy mayo is kil'ayim. It was a concoction made by somebody who was... It was made by accident. What's spicy mayo?
Yeah, the best invention to make someone's penicillin, no? Made by accident?
Yeah, that was also made by accident.
The best
mushrooms.
Inventions, Hashem did want to show that the best things may not have anything cochleous in their deep.
Yeah, you see.
It's all by accident.
About spicy mayo, garlic mayo, all these things are accidents. Lodin, right? Huh?
Sure, now I'm going shit all my life. I have this fish fry.
Why? No, it doesn't mean you're going to Onam Abba. It means if you want to taste the taste of Onam Abba, that's the herring juice.
I'll never forget when Rabina asked me to go get him the tub of herring and after Nets one Shabbat morning from the refrigerator. What is this? And I opened it and I'm like, oh my gosh. That was one of the most...
Live herring swimming around.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, because
I was going fishing. I was going to go fishing.
Atem lo yodaim. Right? ידע השור קונה ובחמור יבוס בעליו ישראל לא ידע מי לא התבונן כתוב פשוט
that's
my man again they don't have a lot over here yeah Everfresh they go you know Everfresh they have
At least we know whenever
you
we
want real. You want more. You want more alternatives. You want more choices. Come to
Queens. The Rebbe's choice.
Rebbe Zusha is my favorite.
The Rebbe's choice.
Kotzker. Anyway, we'll get some Kotzker. Yeah. Okay.
The Rebbe's choice. That's the best one.
Kotzker is ish. Yeah. He was called the Saraf Mikot. Yeah. Right there.
Saraf.
I like the biographies. That's why
it's the choice. You're gonna come. You're gonna want to. Mashiach is gonna come, and there's gonna be. The Seudat Livyatan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to serve Livyatan to all the tzaddikim. What is Livyatan?
Herring.
Herring. Yeah. No, Mike is going to sit there. Lo ohev et zeh. Lo ohev et zeh. He says, no, Mashiach is shochah. I don't do that. Huh? Shorabar. Yeah. But Mashiach is going to speak Yiddish. He's going to serve herring. And then Mike is going to sit there on the side. Kacha. No.
You're not Mashiach.
Mekitzur. Yeah. Then you're going to have some Persian guy walking in. I'm the real Mashiach Ben David.
Literally, Mashiach Ben David for 40 years.
Yeah. Okay, Vaiter. You're an imposter. I'm the real Mashiach Ben David. Yeah, Vaiter. Which means that if we're talking about all the supplies by an Uman, why the first two times the Uman knows how to, you know, play around with the thing so it tastes good even without Yain. But if you're not an Uman, if you're not an expert or, you know, a fish brine connoisseur, so you don't know how to make it taste good without Yain even though all the first time. So the Gemara says if you're not an Uman, you can't eat it from him because in order to make it taste good to begin with, you need that kick of the Yain Nesech and therefore you have to be Hoshesh that they mixed it in. So, what says the Bet Yosef?
Mutar, Morias, Lo Abdile, Midagint Meim, Mishum
Chamra Asminan, which means, unlike what we said before, by the Tarit and by the Chilik, that the Isur or the Chashash over there was because of Dagim Tmeim, Murias, you can't make Murias from Dagim Tmeim. It doesn't work. So what was the Chashash of the Chachamim? Nothing to do with Dagim Tmeim, rather it has to do with Yain Nesech. Okay, better. Okay. Right, that messes it up. Now, the Gemara brings a very interesting Gemara, and based on this Gemara, there's going to be a tremendous machloket between the Bet Yosef and the Darkei Moshe in how to understand the tour. Go for it. Oh, this is big stuff. Yeah, there's a boatload of fish brine, herring juice. Yeah, go ahead. Boatloads. Okay, go ahead. Lingmala de Akko.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like the mashal of bringing the third time's mashal with the island of
chicken fed.
They went to the island of diamonds and brought back
the schmaltz. Yeah.
Schmaltz
is fed.
Oh, that's it.
Hello, schmaltz, herring that's steeped in fat. Eflatim, yeah.
Huh? That was a list. That wasn't on our list.
What kind of fat?
Not chicken fat. Yeah, that would be a soup.
That's what I'm saying.
Schmaltz. The word schmaltz means fat.
Just fat.
That wasn't on our list. We have poop fried carrots. We have fried test. We have creep.
Do me a favor.
Einfau. That's a German word. I saw that in Schindler's list for sure.
Do me a favor. Hello, Adonis. When Mashiach comes, do me a favor, just stand next to me. No, just we'll talk to him, is it? Because.
Otherwise?
Yeah, okay. But if Mashiach, if the real Mashiach ben David is Persian, I'm going to stand next to you because I'm not going to be able to navigate the Persian. Anyway, Bikitsur, yes, he says like this. No, he did not eat herring.
He didn't like it?
He wasn't a big fish eater either.
Yeah.
He didn't like fish. Yeah, only for Suda Shlishi.
Why?
He wasn't so makpid on the Ari HaKadosh. There's different. There's Chiduke de'ot.
Isn't the whole Halachot Dag, Yom Dag, Nitzav Dag just.
So it is brought down in by Rabbeinu Yaakov Rokach, the Rakach from Libya there. It's not from Rishonim, whatever. It is brought down by certain Sifrei Minhagim, but the Ikar of that is by Suda Shlishi. It's some makpid. There's different Girsaot in Kitvei Ari, whether it's all three meals. Or only Suda Shlishi, but the primary one is Suda Shlishi. Maran Zichron Berachah was not a big fan of fish at all. But he was.
It's not hard to put on the rotor with the rotor on top of the Dvach and Shabbat. What was that for?
Suda Shlishi.
He said because roll of it was.
Suda Shlishi, yeah.
So could we could put our fish with
you? Iraqis don't have a lot of fish. They don't have a lot of fish.
Persians don't have fish.
Persians, yeah. Are there any Persian fish dishes?
Very few,
though.
Very few,
no. Moroccan fish. That's
the
only fish.
Huh?
Moroccan fish.
No, sense. It makes sense because both Iraq and Iran were not near bodies of water.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that they didn't have a lot of fish dishes. Morocco is right on the Atlantic, so they had a lot of fish. So it makes a lot of sense. Anyway, Bekitsur, so whatever it is, Maran Zichron Berachah was not a big fan of fish, and that he wasn't a big eater either.
In
general, he was not a big eater. But anyway, okay, go back there.
Boat full of
Murias. Of the Murias, yeah. And he came. He put a shomer to make sure that they don't put any stuff in, yeah? Yainis. What do you put in the shomer now? It made a whole voyage until it got to the port of Akko. So who was shomer until then?
Yeah.
Which means that over there the Yain Nesech was much more expensive, so we shouldn't be is much more expensive than the Murias, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that they mixed it in right there. Maybe they passed by Tzur, right? Who was the famous king of Tzur, really? Helped build the Beit HaMikdash. Hiram. Hello. Hiram was friendly with Shlomo HaMelech. Yes.
He sent gifts.
He sent gifts and trees and workers. He sent a lot of...
Lebanon?
Yes. It wasn't Lebanon then, but it's in modern day. It's Tyre, T-Y-R-E, which is modern day Lebanon. That's right. Which is like now destroyed. It was leveled. Okay, by this. By fertilizer.
From fireworks.
Okay, by no, it was fertilizer.
Wait, oh, there's
yeah.
There was a fertilizer factor?
You know, they're skinny. No, unfortunately, it's not talk about, you know.
No one cares.
No weapons, they said.
It wasn't weapons, it was fertilizer. You mess with Amisa. Yeah.
Amar
Lehatam, Akule, Shuvim, Shurim, 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 Shurim,
Shurim,
which means that in order for them to make the voyage to Tzor, there would be a lot of whirlpools and a lot of different, you know, things. So it's not, they weren't able to navigate the boat to pass through Tzor. So Mamela, you don't have to be worried, even though wine was cheap over there, they had a lot of wine. So you don't have to worry that they made it there because they wouldn't be able to make it there. And we're not choshesh for yain yosef by there. Because when you're traveling from Bavel to Eretz Israel, so you have to pass, when you're passing from Iraq, so you pass by. Huh?
I
guess next to Turkey, that's where the port is. I don't know, but they go down and they pass by Tzor, by Lebanon, and then you go south towards the port of Akko. There's a few port cities in Israel. Akko is a big one. Haifa is another big one. Ashdod is another big one because they're all on the border, right by the water. Okay, right there. It's a hard water, they can't navigate. Frek the Bet Yosef. So Bet Yosef says the tourist sotim. If we're talking about a situation where there's no place that they could have gotten it because it's more expensive, so it's exactly what he said to begin with. And now Viter. And if we're talking about that there was a place along the way that they could have stopped, go ahead. Which means the only thing, the Gemara says, the only reason why we're not choshesh for the wine from Tzor is because they couldn't get there. But if there was another way with cheap wine along the way that they could have gotten there, maskanat the Gemara is that you have to be choshesh. So how come the Tzor left that out? Go ahead. We have to answer. The Gemara answers what? So that's that. So that was the Bet Yosef. The Darkei Moshe answers the Bet Yosef's question.
What was his question?
Roy, what was the question?
Why was the Tur mentioned?
The Tur left out the Tanai of the Tur said Beferush. He says, yeah. Only if they brought it from a place that the yain is biokir and you're fine. Now and you don't have to be choshesh. Says the Bet Yosef, why is the Tur saying that you don't have to be choshesh that they stopped off anywhere? The only time the Gemara says that you don't have to be choshesh is when you couldn't stop there. But if you could stop there, you would have to be choshesh, and the Tur leaves that out. Says the Derkei Moshe, why did the Tur leave it out? Go ahead.
What?
Yeah. The Bet Yosef. איפה אתה? דשני הטם.
דשני הטם. דידעו בוודאי שבאותו דרך היה מקום אחר שהיה אין יבזור.
Which means they knew that en route to Akko they would be passing by Tzor. Which means over there you have a chashash gadol. And unless you get out of it by saying that he can't get there, the chashash is still kayam. But min astam, where you don't know there's such a place that has yain bezor along the route, you don't have to start making chashashot. Yeah, go ahead.
So כלומר, אחרי שידענו שעליו באותה דרך, מנהלי דלו עזל סמוך עצור שהיה יכול לקנות יין, אולי רבו, מנשני דלו היה יכול ללכת על שפת הנער, דהיינו סמוך עצור. ואף אגב, עבר באותו דרך, בכל מקום סמוך עצור לא עקב.
That's all in the case of the Gemara. How come our situation is not dumb to the case of the Gemara, but b'makom?
B'makom de lo yadina I avar derech mekomot she'ayen ezol, v'aday lofeshin an shema halach mekomot she'ayen ezol, v'hema adiver aminu.
Ken nir'ah li. Tov, b'seder. So that was the Ramaz defense. He's saying that that case in the Gemara is when we knew that there's a place of tzor, which has cheap wine along the way, and if not for the fact, you know, boats constantly, if they have a voyage, they make pit stops at different ports. So if it's passing by, we have to be choshesh that he stopped there if it's along the way, unless there's some sort of monea, some sort of impediment that prevented him from getting there. But if you don't know that there was such a city with cheap wine along the route, there's no reason for us to be choshesh that he went there. And that's why the Torah left it out. Because minastam, lo choshashim, yeah? There's something in the Gemara, we always, achzuke isura la machzikinu, which means, when you see an isur, or when you sense an isur, deal with it. Don't make up isurim, right? That's called living in the what if. Right? You have something kosher. What if there's basar b'chalav? What if there's kirim b'ahla and bugs? No, bugs you have to be, over there, that's, you know, just take it, you take a thing of, yeah? I wish, you take a thing, I told you a story. Huh? You take a bunch of greens, right, what's a famous Persian green? I don't know, what do they use? Parsley, yeah? Or what's his name? No, what do they use in the Sabzi? Parsley and what else?
I don't know. Cilantro.
Cilantro, yeah, all these things. You take... I don't like going shopping because I see these people taking it. They take the fresh ones, and then they... Yeah, I know how to clean it. You take the salt water, and then they put a spell on it, and all the bugs disappear, right? That's the way it works, right? So anyway, you take... I had a friend... Actually, a friend is Tamid Chacham. He taught me how to check. So, he was once sitting at some sort of a seudah under Shkachash, you know, whatever, and he's sitting there. So he's sitting at the table, and they have all sorts of greens on the table. So, all sorts of greens. They had kale. Kale is a very big. You know what kale is?
Yeah.
It's like the crunchy lettuce.
Oh,
huh? So he took it, and suddenly he asked, like, who checked it? Moshgiach checked it. He said, I checked it, but he said it, okay. He takes it, while somebody was speaking, it was very cute. There, you know, there was like a function, I think it was a yard site or something. Some rabbi got up to speak. As he was speaking, he takes a bunch of the kale from the table, he takes it, there's a white tablecloth, he just goes, bah! Whacks it on the tablecloth. After he whacks it, he says, like, stuff skirmishing on the tablecloth. You see, you know, all the sekilas serefahir b'chenek on the tablecloth. So, now, it's kind of like awkward because people, you know, the rabbi is speaking, people are eating, and he's just whacking kale. So people looked, and they're like, looking at him. So he did it again. Boom! And guess what? More, right? All the family members and all the cousins and whatever.
Why did he bang it? Is it there or not? Why did he bang it?
Comes off, you see. So it's over there. So at this point, the Mashkiach was standing there, so the Mashkiach retreated, right? He was already nowhere to be found. And he said, this is, you know, these are, Eile Elohecha Yisrael, Asher Ha'iluch HaMeret Mitzrayim, right? These are, Yesh B'zeh Ashgacha, B'Mashkiach, B'zeh, but Basof. So you have to be careful over there, that's something that's Nagua. And Chizkatan, right? Over here, it works the opposite. Unless you know somebody who was trained, the person who's Baki in checking for Toda'in, Chagakim, all sorts of other stuff, it's Muchzak Nagua. You have to assume that it is Nagua. These are things that are Ma'asim B'Fagyom. So, you know, these things.
I saw a restaurant on Main Street. They advertise that they only bring from Ravaya Hazel. Ravaya is very much
Yeah. Is it top? Alevaya Kunan. Aval. Well, it depends on what.
He says you could eat a fig.
Yeah, there's Chozerba on a lot of the things when they brought figs with bugs. There's a lot of Chazerot that he has. Anyway, but Mikon Makom. Anyway, the kitzur, you have to know what you're looking for. About, you know, you have to know. People sometimes are, you know, we don't like ostriches. The Torah didn't like ostriches either. Huh? Ostriches? They're not kosher bird. The nice bird, but they're not kosher.
Their head on the floor. Like,
right. I was once at a safari in Eretz Yisrael in Ramat Gan. The first animal that we encountered is, you know, the ostrich runs up to the car. No, they run very fast.
Yes.
They run up to the car, and they kind of, the window is open, so it tried to stick its head in, and then it stares at you stupidly. Why? It's a stupid bird. Zetaref. Why? Because it puts its head, there's danger, it puts its head in the sand. Let's humor it. Okay, let's say that's what it does. It doesn't run away. People, sometimes you tell people, you give them to chacham, you say, listen, this has bugs. Listen, this is a ba'aya. There's none. What do you mean there's none? Here, look, take it and bang it, whack it. I tell people, you know, take all the vegetables, clean it with all the spells that you cast, and then when you're done with the spells, bring it to me, and let's check it again. No, aim. Yes, yes. It's like what Trump said. What Trump says. You know why the United States has? Yeah, because we're testing so much, right? The more you test, the more COVID you find. The same thing. The more you check, if you don't know what you're checking for, you never found. Okay, so you don't know how to look. You gotta maybe get another pair of eyes. You know, above. You know, that's people. You have to be trained. A lot of times these bugs are camouflaged. A lot of times people don't know what they're looking for. A lot of times people get older, and especially when you have, you know, old people checking naturally. Moshe Rabbeinu b'derech nes me'ar teva. Right? Moshe ben me'abesim shana lo chata ino ve'lo naslecho. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, his eyes didn't dim, but other old people, what happens when they get old? The eyes dim. That's what happens. Yeah. Aval, you know, a person has to not be in. You know, that's Baruch Hashem. One of the advantages of the young generation is that when you, it's very hard when you speak to an older person that is used to doing something for so many years, decades, right, almost a century. So they're in a certain rut. You try to explain to them that it's not that way. It's like brick wall. It doesn't change. Why? Because they're used to something. But a young person, you show them, here, look. So be in denial. If you're a young person, you're able to absorb, internalize information. So that's good. You change. You see, oh, okay, fine. See what happens now? No. So it doesn't work. Well, you know something, but I have to eat it because that's just, that's the food. No. So you don't eat it. Or you learn how to check it, or you find other options of other different things to eat. Not to say that everything's a suud, but you have to fix the problem. You can't ignore the problem. You can't pretend like it doesn't exist.
Some that uses dry vegetables. They use dry sand or dry parts.
Depends which company. Depends which.
Sada.
Huh? That's okay.
It's okay.
Yes. That's okay.
Yeah. Woo!
Anyway, aval mikol makom. Yeah, that's
all. Companies are not looking like what, like an Arab?
I'm not ten. So he says, yeah, as I could say. So aval mikol makom. Right, that's a big one. That's that saves a lot of people's lives. Yeah. But, you know, the people who, there's many places where you go and you're not so sure about how they check or whatever. So you don't have the salad, you know. Say there,
you don't. I know
God
doesn't rely on
the
Star
case. The Torah is not politics. Yeah. Anyway, so about mikol makom. You have to know how to do these things. You have to know how to check. And the most important thing, you know, is awareness. Just like Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael in the past 20, 30 years has come a long, long way. I'm not only talking about kashrut. I'm talking about a lot of different things. Awareness in kashrut, and awareness in you know, in halak, and awareness in yashan. All these things. These were concepts that were foreign to many people, you know, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And nowadays, Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael, they learn. Most of the young people that learn, and even the old people, when you hear it, they become aware and they want to adopt it. Was it always like that? Was Chalav Yisrael and Kemach Yashan and Chalak Mat Yosef and all these things always a thing?
Why is Chalav Yisrael in that category?
When the Rosh Yehuda writes that all the Chumash of Ashkenazim aren't Shabbat,
it's not the Rosh Yehuda.
So he says, all there are from Rosh Yehuda, you don't keep it as a. He was referring to Chalak,
and he's not saying, he was saying a Bederech Guzma, you have to know what he meant. Anyway,
no, because no meaning, my Chavir don't eat Bederech
Guzma, they blah. Okay. That's why you know how to learn better than them. Anyway, Bekitzur, so it says like this, Aval, Rabotai, listen very carefully. So, Bekitzur, so, Rabotai, you have to know. If there's something that you're walking away, you know, this is kind of the, tomorrow we're going to have a special shiur, Friday shiur. But, you know, we didn't finish the siman of Zetov. You got, you know, if you walk away from the summer with something, you know, you want to gift wrap at the end of the day, you know, you got to take, check please. What do you walk away with from the Sama? If it's one thing, it's this. A, first of all, the importance of Hashivut Torah. Without Torah, we're nothing. Without Torah, we're behemot. That's the way it works. Person, and mamash kacha, it's not a guzma. A human being, not a human being, a Jew without Torah, ze mamash, without the Torah to refine a person can have midot mushchatot, and the only thing that serves to calm down a person, refine him, and give a person, you know, finesse all that, those terrible midot, is Torah Musa. That's it. That's all there is. Plus, the Torah teaches us how to live. And when a person is used to Chochmat Torah, when you can have a conversation with a person, you know, look at the Metikut Torah. Get down there. You understand that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who wants us to live a certain way. Lilmod al minat lekayim. There's many people out there that they enjoy Torah, but just as an intellectual pursuit. Meaning what? They like it. Why? Because it's like intellectual gymnastics. It's good for them, right? It's like an intellectual workout and zero. You ask them, okay, now, what about what you learned? Let's start implementing, whatever. No, you know, we still like this, still like that. Torah has to be learned. It's a means to an end. Torah is an end unto itself, but it's also a means to an end in that a person has to live by what he learns. Torah is not a subject. Torah is not a topic. We said many times there are many great philosophers and professors and whatever throughout history. There were very, very big chachamim, but they led in their private life, they led lives mamash kmo behemot. How is that? Because they were chachamim in topics. Torah is not a topic. Torah is kim chayenu v'chemenu v'amiyagei olam v'alayla. Without that, and when a person lives like that, a person learns, and he's able to live in the way that he learns, people look at him, zeh, there's a pasuk in Malachi. It says, ki sifte chohen yishmeru da'at, v'torah yivakshu mipiyu, ki malach Adonai tzevaotu. Says the Gemara, אם הרב דומה למלאך השם צבאות, יבקשו תורה מפינו. ואם לאו, אל יבקשו תורה מפינו. You can't learn Torah from just any random guy. No, you know, it doesn't matter if he knows. It matters if he embodies the Torah. If he is a symbol of the Torah. That, otherwise, it doesn't stick. A professor, it doesn't matter whom. You know, does the guy have to be a tzaddik yisod olam to teach you math? Mapitom, he teaches you the concepts, he teaches you the formula. You do the math, is it? Same thing for all the other topics and all the other, you know, ideas in this world, all the other chokhmah. When it comes to Torah, Torah is not a chokhmah. Torah is a way of life. In order for a Rebbe to impart a Torah as a way of life to Talmidim, he has to embody the Torah. He has to act in a way that is part and parcel with the Torah Kedusha. And if not, it's not going to stick. You're not going to learn anything from it. So, Rabotai, everybody, you know, at some point or another, all of you are going to be Rebbeim. Whether it's Mamash Rebbeim, or it's going to be a parent, or it's going to be teaching other people, you have to remember, when a person learns Torah, it has to be, that's why the greatest level of Talmud Torah, who says the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, halomed al minat lelamed, maspikin biyado, limod ulelamed, halomed al minat la'asot, when a person learns, al minat to be mekayem, maspikin biyado, limod ulelamed, lishmor vela'asot ulkayem. You get everything, package deal, to learn, to teach, to do everything. Now, again, are there many people? Does that mean if a person can't immediately implement everything he's learning? There's a lot of people, yadati, there's a lot of people who learn and they want to implement, but they, you know, there's certain situations, they live in certain places or they're under certain circumstances that you can't change the world. We spoke about the Chafetz Chaim the other day. Remember, you can't change the world. Sometimes a person's living in a situation and wants to implement, right? He learns about Chalak, he learns about Yishuv Yisrael, he learns about Yashan, boom! You have to know also, Derech HaTorah, right? You can't do WWF moves to your mom. It doesn't work like that. צריך לעשות בנחת, צריך לעשות דרכי דרכי נועם וכונתיבותי השלום. But eventually, slowly but surely, the מתיקות התורה, the אור התורה, is מחזיר everybody למותב. That's the way it works. And if a person is מכוון לשם שמיים, הקדוש ברוך הוא gives them a special סייעתא דשמיא, to be able to implement, to be able to teach. See a lot of people? This is a generation. The Nabi Yeshaya was already מתנבא about this generation. He says, there's going to be a time where there's a hunger and a thirst in the world. But even the Navi says it's not even mystical. It's a real hunger and thirst. People are empty. People don't have money anymore. People don't have jobs anymore. Especially in this generation post-coronavirus. The pa'anim Mashiach are evident. And people say, well, I'm empty. I don't have anything. I don't have money. I don't have a job. I don't have any security. I have nothing. What's left? People are running towards the Torah. Fill me up. Fill up the tank. You have to know what to give them. You don't want to fill up the tank There's a lot of people. People are thirsty, and they fill their minds and their hearts with shtuyot. There's plenty of people like that. Plenty of people, they're thirsty, and they go listen to people who don't have a clue, and they teach them all sorts of things, and then it's very hard to extricate them from that mess. That's why, when you teach somebody, you have to be also in Mishnah Pirkei Avot. Mishnah says, "Le'olam yeh zahir b'talmud, sheshigigat talmud, ola zadon." Person who teaches wrong, ba'aya gdola, you can't say, "Oh, I didn't know, I made a mistake when you're teaching." Has to be emet na'amita. Has to be the amita shel Torah, the truth of the Torah, hashkafa amitit, correct hashkafa, and that comes with many years of learning and musar and being connected to a Rebbe. But I'm confident the bachurim over here, Shem Yisrael, Hashem, Hashem Kechem, who, you know, you have a summer, you could have been working, you could have been playing, you could have been, I don't know, vacationing, wherever, you know, dama, they came and dedicated themselves to the Torah Kedosha in the Mount Museum. I promise you, this is going to tide you over. This is going to, like the Mishnah also says at the end of Pirkei Avot, it makes you muram me'am. How do you think people in this community and outside of the community, they look at you, wow. They look at you with chashivut. Because when a person learns Torah, and a person's mosim nefesh on the Torah, it makes him a prince. It makes him sar ve'gadol be'Yisrael. That's how people look at him, v'zeh ha'emet. And they should look at him that way. Because the Lomdei Torah are the elite of Am Yisrael. We're not being elitists, we're being realists. That's the way it is. People who learn Torah, Moshe Nefesh al Torah, you have to give them mamash kacha, you have to give them shivut and kavod. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it is. Commands kavod, even if you borach min kavod, the kavod is going to be rodef acharav, rabotai, Baruch Hashem. We'll have another sugya tomorrow. Kol tov lachem.